Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump slammed former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany this week after she appeared on Fox News and said Ron DeSantis is closing the gap on the former president in Iowa, RadarOnline.com has learned. McEnany appeared on Jesse Waters' primetime on Tuesday to discuss a recent poll that found Trump is now ahead of DeSantis in Iowa by only 25 points. Trump was previously ahead of the Florida governor in Iowa by 34 points. The DeSantis team would say, you know, we just had polling come out that shows we closed the gap by 9 points since we announced in Iowa. McEnany, who served as Trump's press secretary between April 2020 and January 2021, said on Fox News on Tuesday. Still, Trump's hugely ahead, but they say they're closing the gap. That's their argument, she continued. If you look at the polling now, it was Trump 34 in Iowa, it's now Trump 25. That's double digits. Shortly after McEnany's appearance on Jesse Waters' primetime this week, former President Trump rushed to Truth Social to slam his former press secretary for seemingly supporting DeSantis. Trump not only called McEnany milquetoast instead of milquetoast, but he also dubbed the 35-year-old former staffer Areno a globalist and claimed she is not a real star. Kelly Milquetoast McEnany just gave out the wrong poll numbers on Fox News. I am 34 points up on DeSanctimonious, not 25 up, the former president wrote at 8:20 p.m. on Tuesday night. While 25 is great, it's not 34. She knew the number was corrected upwards by the group that did the poll, Trump continued. The Renos and globalists can have her. Fox News should only use real stars. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, McEnany's remarks on Tuesday and Trump's subsequent response on Truth Social came just days after DeSantis officially announced his bid for the White House in 2024. Shortly after DeSantis launched his 2024 campaign on May 24th, Trump again rushed to Truth Social to attack the Florida governor and say DeSantis can't win the general election. The former president also claimed DeSantis desperately needs a personality transplant and took credit for the Florida politician winning his 2018 race for governor. Look, Ron DeSanctimonious came to me asking for help. He was losing badly, by 31 points to Popular Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, Trump wrote hours after DeSantis announced his White House bid. He was getting ready to drop out of the race, ran a terrible campaign. Ron told me he had one last chance, my support and endorsement, which Putnam and everyone else wanted also. I gave it to Ron, and the race was over. The embattled former president continued. In one day, he went from losing badly to winning by a lot. With three large Trump rallies, he won the general election in an upset. Disloyal.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.